Welcome to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your engineering hostess with the mostest, Amelia Dalton, from EEJournal.com. And what's hot and humid in the world of EE this week? Mems, baby. Mems, backward, forward, and all around the bend. My guest this week is none other than Mems powerhouse, Karen Lightman. And she's here to chat with me about the Mems Executive Congress that is taking place in Napa Valley in just a couple weeks. And yes, yours truly will be crashing, I mean, attending the event. But before we get into some fun Mems-related activities, ladies and gentlemen, I've got an Arduino Do kit, courtesy of Newark Element 14, to give away to one lucky listener this week. You can enter to win an Arduino Do by clicking the link on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com, or by heading on over to element14.com/fishfry. All right, Mems the word. Let's go chat with Karen about the who, what, why, and how of this year's Mems Executive Congress. Hey, Karen, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's a great pleasure to be with you again, Amelia, and I can't wait to see you in person.
So the Mems Executive Congress is coming up pretty soon. Tell me and my audience what kind of cool stuff they should expect from this year's Congress.
Well, I'm really proud of the work of my steering committee and my board and friends and family, literally, have helped put together, I think, our best executive congress to date. You know, we took a lot of feedback that we got from the exit surveys as well as talking with our steering committee, so we've changed the format. So we've actually changed the way we do panels. We're going to change the way that we do the general sessions. We've put in some fun stuff that I'll get to a little bit later, to sort of make it more of an engaging and interactive atmosphere, which is our roots. Like, this is our ninth year, okay? And so we could get, like, old and stodgy, but instead we decided to completely change things again and get back to why it was the Congress and why it got the reputation it did for fantastic content. All great networking, but really content you can't find anywhere else. And you'll hear about it in the Mems industry here first. So, for one, we decided to do the Mems Market Panel, totally different. Instead of a panel, it's a session, and we are going to have two presenters, Jean-Christophe Elbois again and Jeremy Bouchot again. And these guys are really, they are the ones that have their finger on the pulse of the industry, and so we are going to have an open session with just them. They're going to basically do a crystal ball, the Mems and Sensor Market crystal ball. What's coming up in the future and how, actually, Jeremy's going to walk you through how he puts together one of his industry reports. He's never done that, and he's just doing it for us. And it's also going to allow enough time. It's an hour and a half session, so they're going to give like a 20-minute, 30-minute presentation, and then we're going to have a good 40 minutes for Q&A with the audience. So I expect for it to be really dynamic, lots of fun. We're going to have a presentation by Mark Winter of the XPRIZE talking about innovation through competition. And that will be great. Then we'll have the Mems elevator pitch session, which I'd love to get into a little more detail later. I think the keynotes are really some of the best, and we have Greg Bartlett, CTO of GlobalFoundries, and he's an ex-Motorola / Freescale guy. So he knows Mems, he knows CMOS, and now he's at GlobalFoundries that, you know, wants to be king of the hill when it comes to Mems manufacturing. So he's going to be talking about the role of CMOS foundries in Mems manufacturing. It's a brand new perspective that GlobalFoundries wants to share specifically with our audience of the movers and shakers in the Mems industry. So it's going to kick off the morning with this, I have a grand vision, you know, sort of dream of what the future brings. And then after that, we're going to have our Mems and Wireless Sensor Network panel. And the whole theme of the Congress actually is Mems, the Mems-enabled life. So it's going to be talking about, you know, a smarter world, a smarter planet, a smarter human, a better human, you know, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Just joking. Mems can't do that yet. But we have time. And so our panel on wireless sensor networks is really going to look to the future. And we've got some of the top thinkers, including our moderator, who is Chris Pister, the guy who founded SmartDust and then sold it and then came back to UC Berkeley. And he's just an amazing thinker on wireless sensor networks and the interaction with MEMS and sensors and the cloud and Internet of Things. We have some of the top thinkers in the field from Arm, Ayasi, and Cisco, who will be on that panel with him. Then we're going to have, I think, your favorite panel, the Men's Technology Showcase, and then we'll have lunch where you get to do hands-on with the Men's Tech Showcase participants. And then we have the MEMS Enabling a Mobile World panel. And I'm really pleased that we have the new, relatively new CEO of InvenSense, Feruz Abdi, who is going to moderate the panel, which is a nice, diverse set of end users. We've got Thomson Reuters. We've got Bob Shakai, who is global head of mobile technology for Thomson Reuters. So he has a really good global view of what's happening in the mobile industry and how it's going to make money. And he also wears Google Glass. So that will be really fun. He's going to share with us his thoughts on the future of mobile. We have Jim Baines from National Instruments. And we also have Brian Golly, who's been on the team that developed and released the first smartwatch from Qualcomm, the Toke, which is really cool. And then in the afternoon, we're going to really focus on health and healthcare. Healthcare being two separate words, by the way, which I think is a new change in my brain that our closing keynote, Don Jones, who is one of the leaders in Qualcomm Life and technology, he's Vice President of Global Strategy and Market Development for Qualcomm Life and one of its founders. He's going to give our evening and our afternoon keynote. And before that, we have a good friend and colleague, Marin Marigani, who is now just, his career is taking off because he's become a wireless health and MEMS expert. He's going to be talking about the role of MEMS in wireless health. So I'm really, I mean, the whole thing is going to be phenomenal. And then, oh, something totally new we're doing at the end is we actually joked that we were going to call it the MEMSies, but instead we went with something a little more conservative, and we decided we're doing the Best in MEMS Innovation Awards. So we're going to award the top company, the top person, top innovator, the best product. It's going to be lots of fun. And the voting has started, and I've noticed on Twitter and LinkedIn some of the companies pitching themselves. So vote for me, you know. So InvenSense and Freescale in particular, they're hard at work trying to weigh the voters because it's open to anyone. And voting can be done anytime between now and October 19th.
Let's talk more about that MEMS Technology Showcase. Tell my audience more about that part of this year's event.
Well, unfortunately, I can't tell you exactly, specifically, who's going to be in there, because we'll be announcing those in about 2 weeks. But I am the most pleased with the applicants we got for the MEMS Showcase. It's our third year. I think people are excited to show off their MEMS inside, and we have a wide array from healthcare to industrial to consumer to specifically medical applications. And the whole idea is to show the MEMS inside the machine, if you will, and to demonstrate and give people from the audience a hands-on ability to see a device. Like last year, our winner was the Sphero from Orbotics. The year before, it was Recon Ready goggles from Recon Instruments, which in my opinion and others as well, is seen as the precursor to Google Glass and in many ways better than Google Glass because it's more intuitive. So it's going to be lots of fun to see who our winner will be. We have a huge range, and it's going to be exciting. And my best and most exciting MCs ever is going to be Evo from Body Media, John Stavorovic, and John Stavorovic of Body Media. He's the CTO there, and he's going to do a phenomenal job. I was joking that I wanted to have smoke machines and the laser show, but I'm not sure if we're going to do that this year because of fire codes. It should be lots of fun. Once again, I think it'll be your favorite, Amelia.
For the first time, the MEMS Executive Congress is hosting a session called the Elevator Pitch. Tell me more about that.
Well, this is in response to discussions that we had and sort of a lamenting within the industry that the investor community doesn't get MEMS. They don't understand MEMS. They're just chasing Facebook's IPOs and software. And while software has its place, and not to knock the software guys, that there's potential in hardware and MEMS specifically. And so we opened up the MEMS elevator pitch. It's giving startups, companies that are looking for funding, A, B, or C, rounds of funding, venture capital, even angel investors. It does not matter what level. It could be back of an envelope. We really kept it open, and we're only going to have five, but we might have to increase the number because we got so many applicants.
Wow.
And it's so exciting because what it shows is there are fantastic investment opportunities in MEMS. And it's, again, a wide scope. Some of them are still in stealth. This is the first time I'm sending out NDAs to my panel as moderators because this has never been heard of before. It's below the radar. So I'm really excited. And I'm so proud, actually, of the industry because it really shows its maturity and strength.
All right, Karen, enough of the serious business. Tell me about the parties this year.
Oh, well, we have a new policy. It's going to be a dry campus.
No!
Oh, sorry, Amelia.
They didn't know, Karen.
Just kidding. No, I'm really excited. Actually, we always have an opening reception. It's going to be the night of the 7th. And what I think is going to be really unique, it's going to be right after the elevator pitch session, which I kind of want to have that really positive, it's not going to be like Shark Tank atmosphere, so I want to be really positive. I was joking, it's going to be a big group hug, people just helping each other, very positive, talking about investment opportunities, and my whole panel of panelist moderators are going to be really positive, and then we're going to go straight to cocktails and the networking reception. I've actually toured the facility, the site of the Meritage. We actually have a video of, I'm pretending I'm lost, and I'm in Napa trying to find it. So you'll get to see this location, which is stunning. It's, first of all, it's Napa, and it's November, so the weather's going to be great. And then inside, if you want to come inside, they have a bowling alley. So there's going to be lots of opportunity for networking. We'll be on the terrace right near the pool. That's the first night of the 7th. And then on the 8th, we're having our closing dinner. And we're really, really excited that we have Maxim integrated as our sponsor for that. And that's in a wine cave. I've never had a meal in a wine cave. I think I've just perhaps sampled a wine glass or two. But this is beautiful. It's all fabricated to look like a real wine cellar, but it's built so they can have events there. So it's going to be really nice. And then for the, I don't know, fourth year in a row, we have an official post-party drinks and networking sponsor, which is Coventor, basically the after hours. So that once the wine cave, the folks who work there want to go back to their families. So we close down the wine cave, and at 9 o'clock, we go to the bar. I think we need to decide on which bar it's going to be, and I vote for the bowling alley, because I think
yes.
That will be really fun, definitely.
That sounds fantastic. Well, Karen, I think that's all I have time for. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, and I'm really looking forward to this year's event.
Thank you, Amelia. I'm looking forward to it as well. Thank you.
All right, let's talk about batteries. And not just about batteries, but about your next design for a battery-powered device. Besides all the design work you have to do on the main part of the device, those batteries have to be charged, monitored, and pampered. Have you considered what your battery management options are? Oh, you haven't. Well, let's work on that right now. In my newest episode of Chalk Talk called, guess what? Battery Management Solutions, I sit down with Richard Del Rossi from Texas Instruments. Richard and I get into the details of battery monitoring, battery management, and battery hullabaloo. Okay, maybe not that last one. But you can watch this episode of Chalk Talk by clicking the link on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com or by heading on over to the Chalk Talk archive, lower right-hand corner of eejournal.com. Now it's time for this week's nerdy giveaway details, ladies and gents. I've got an Arduino Duo courtesy of Fish Fry's sponsor, Newark Element 14. The Arduino Duo is a microcontroller board based on the Atmel SAM EX8E ARM Cortex M3 CPU. It is the first Arduino board based on a 32-bit ARM Core microcontroller, if you didn't know that already. It has 54 digital input and output pins, of which 12 can be used as PWM outputs, 12 analog inputs, 4 UARTs, an 84 megahertz clock, a USB OTG capable connection, 2 DACs, 2 TWIs, a power jack and SPI header, a JTAG header, a reset button, and an erase button. Man, I could sure use an erase button for other things, but anyway, all right, if you want to be entered to win one of these super cool boards, just head on over to element14.com/fishfry, or you can click the link on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. Easy peasy. Head on over there now. And remember, if you haven't already, you can like us at Facebook at facebook.com/EEJournal. You can also check out our tweets at EEJournalTFM and join our circle on Google+. Oh yes, and by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can also grab our Fish Frying RSS feed, or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of September 27th, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.